Well, first of all, a win is a win. You're always happy to get a win and learn lessons through wins instead of losses, but I'm pretty frustrated with how we played. I thought we were past this, thought we were a little bit more mature, but I think that we kind of disrespected Evansville and just came out and just thought we were going to roll through them. So it just felt like it was pulling teeth the whole game, but you know, there were some bright spots. I thought Maya played well. I thought Abby played pretty well, had a double-double. But we have to play with way more urgency, especially coming out on Sunday.
Did you see kind of anything leading up to tonight that kind of made that happen tonight?
No, I thought we had good energy, good practices, good shoot around. We just came out flat, and you can't do that. I mean, championship teams, they are very consistent, and you play everybody, you know, you prepare and play everybody the same way. So we just have to learn from this and make sure we don't come out like that on Sunday.
You mentioned bright spots. Abby said she's kind of been focusing on rebounds as an area to improve in for her to go out there and, you know, amidst some of the stuff that was happening, get a career high in rebounds along with the full double-double. Just how good was she?
She was good, and she was really trying to rally the team. She was talking a lot, trying to bring a lot of energy. So I'm happy to see that, you know, her numbers reflected how she played. I thought Maya did the same. I thought Maya was trying to, you know, get everybody going. But it was just, you know, we weren't playing like a cohesive unit, and we weren't really clicking on all cylinders. I thought we were really individualized. Some were taking uncharacteristic shots. Some were shots that we usually take, and we just weren't making them. We missed a lot of layups. So we just got to play better than that.
Do you think maybe sometimes they were a little bit anxious too, because I know they shot a lot of threes, your team did, but and missed a lot of them. But do you think maybe just too anxious to put some of those balls in the air?
I mean, I don't know. Maybe at some points we were a little anxious, but I think, you know, with us starting slow and then trying to find our energy and everybody's like, you know, trying to find it, but we can't get it clicking, then people started second guessing themselves on their shots, and then we're missing shots, and then we're passing up shots, and then we're actually taking shots when we should pass them, and we just weren't clicking, you know. I mean, with that being said, we still scored 76 points and, you know, still won the game, but you know, I just thought that if we had made some of those shots, it wouldn't have even been that close at all. We weren't our usual selves on offense or defense, really. I mean, people were back cutting us and face cutting us, when we didn't really have each other's back like we have. We didn't have a strong help side. We didn't have strong gaps. We were kind of like on our own islands throughout the course of the game.
Is it nice to, you've always said like the SIU loss was really good for you guys. Do you see something like tonight being something good for you guys going forward?
I mean, I think it's another wake-up call. Obviously, we've been on this winning streak, and it's easy to just think you can show up and win and that teams are going to lay down for you. So, I mean, it's a wake-up call that I'm thankful we can learn from, you know, a win rather than a loss. But I think we just need to refocus on, you know, what we're playing for. I mean, every game we're playing for something. You know, Evansville is a different team. Like, they're just hungry to get a win, but we're actually playing for something. So you can't show up like that. We can't be lackadaisical. We can't have games where we just think we're going to walk through, because that's how you get beat, you know. And some teams, you know, just continue to punch and until they knock you out. So I just want to see us come out better on Sunday. I mean, you gotta you know, recognize that we did win, so that's exciting. There's another win on our record. But at the same time, Indiana State's another hungry team. And they've upset some people in our conference. And, you know, they're a team that's very talented. So, you know, they are new. There's about 13 new faces. But if they start getting it going, they have talent. So we can't come out the way we came out tonight and think that we'll be successful.
Is there anything basically in the next 24 hours that you know you're going to hit hard with your players, like in practice? Like any one specific thing?
I mean, there's a lot of things. well, we'll be prepared for Sunday.